Please stand by. Good day, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to today's IBM iSeries Nation Getting Started with WebSphere Express V5 conference call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Kevin Larson. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Thank you for taking the time to participate in this, the second session of our Getting Started with WebSphere series. My name is Kevin Larson. I am the Business Development Manager for WebSphere on iSeries. And today, Anna Sue Parker from our Advanced Technical Service Team, an IT specialist for iSeries, will be talking about getting started with WebSphere Application Server Express version 5. WebSphere Application Server Express is the plumbing, the infrastructure, or the engine that serves your web applications to your users' web browsers. And, of course, with i5OS v5R3, you are now entitled to WebSphere Application Server Express version 5 at no additional charge. So Anna Sue is going to tell you today how to get WebSphere Application Server Express on v5R3 up and running and running simple but valuable web applications so you can get started with web serving very quickly. Anna Sue?
Okay. Thank you very much, Kevin. Hello, I'm Anna Sue Parker, as Kevin said, and I work for Advanced Technical Support for iSeries, supporting WebSphere solutions on iSeries. My colleague, Leonardo Lamas, will also join us for questions at the end of the session. I'd like to thank the iSeries Nation for allowing me to spend the next hour to provide you with the information, as Kevin said, on planning, installing, and using WebSphere Application Server Express on iSeries. I'm going to focus on the latest version of Express, version 5.1, and the implementation of a new offering called the IBM Business Solutions, which includes usable applications, including the IBM Telephone Directory, and a new application called the new Survey Creator application. I've got a full agenda for the next hour, so let's go ahead and get started. Let's start with page 3. A lot of terminology gets thrown about when you're trying to describe how to deliver data via a web browser. Words such as WebSphere, web server, web application server, it gets rather confusing. So let's try to clarify that. First, let's start with a web client. On this page, if you look on the left side, you'll see a web client is using a web browser to communicate with a web server that's also known as an HTTP server. An HTTP server delivers web pages or the user interface while also communicating with the application server. In most cases, more than static information is needed, so an application server is used to extend the HTTP server or the web server's capability to handle dynamic requests, also server-side applications. The application server also provides a simple way to access enterprise applications that are residing on the transaction server or the legacy system. The application server is usually based on standards, JDEE standards, that's Java 2 Platform Enterprise Edition, and also integrates with your application, providing scalable, reliable runtime platform for a large number of users. Now, how does all this apply to the iSeries? If we go to the next page on slide 4, I've listed the versions of the HTTP servers or the web servers and also the web application servers that are supported on the iSeries. First, let's look at the HTTP servers. The HTTP server comes in 3 products: the HTTP Server Original or CERN server, which has been around since version 3 days. That is a server that is not supported in version 5 release 3. What is supported is the other IBM HTTP server, which is the HTTP server powered by Apache, and we've actually had that around for several releases also. And the third HTTP server that's available comes in Domino server. For the web application server on iSeries, we have several of the WebSphere-based products. First of all, the WebSphere Application Server Express that we're going to spend the rest of the session on, version 5.0 and 5.1. There's also the WebSphere Application Server Base and Network Deployment versions, version 5.0 and 5.1, that's also supported on the iSeries. Currently, we are still shipping Tomcat Apache Software Foundation's Jakarta Tomcat application server. However, this is not strategic for our IBM solutions, so we encourage you to be using WebSphere Application Server Express instead. As you deploy a topology to support all these multiple functions of static page or transaction serving via the web and accessing your data, these topologies are typically in a multi-layered approach. Presentation layer, as I mentioned, transaction layer, and data serving layer. The iSeries supports all of these functions on a single footprint or in a single operating system or in multiple operating systems. So the iSeries is a very good fit for web application serving. As we move on to slide 5, as I mentioned, I am going to concentrate the rest of the time on the WebSphere Application Server Express product. We typically call this WAS Express. It provides the getting started and, as Kevin mentioned, the foundation entry-level server to support servlets and Java server pages. This is a subset of the WebSphere Application Server that's more using the more common and less complex JDE architectures, like I said, servlets, Java server pages, JSPs, common tag libraries, web services, and XML. So what's left? Architectures like Enterprise Java Beans, Java Message Services, and Java Connector architectures, all those you will find in the higher-end products of the WebSphere family for base and network deployment. And as you grow and become more successful in scaling to these higher products, the Express can be easily migrated into, since it is a proper subset, can be migrated into these products. Now, a few years ago, we bundled a product called WebSphere Application Server Standard Edition version 3.5 with OS 400. WAS Express can be thought of as a follow-on to 3.5, and perhaps some of you are on 3.5. We also, as Kevin mentioned, we recently announced and we have delivered WAS Express bundled with i5 OS version 5 release 3. And we also have an exclusive on the iSeries, which is the integrated web administrative tool, which is the GUI web-based tool for creating and controlling your application servers. The bottom line is that WAS Express is cost-effective, it's simplified, and it's integrated in the iSeries, easy to maintain and administer. As we move on to the next slide, number 6, what can you do once you build this foundation with WAS Express? Express is the application server foundation to support products such as HAT, web-facing, iSeries access for the web. In upcoming iNations Getting Started session starting next week, you'll be introduced to these products and also the tools that are in WDSC WebSphere Development Studio client to extend these applications, your applications, and other system functions you have to a web in a web browser. So mark your calendars for the upcoming sessions to go over these products. Let's move on to slide 7. How do you get WAS Express to lay this foundation? We have several methods to get the code, and it can get a little bit confusing. First of all, it's bundled with i5 OS version 5 release 3, and I think of that much like how do you get DB2? It's bundled with the OS. So starting with version 5 release 3, we are bundling WebSphere Express, and for more flexibility, we are offering both versions, version 5.0 that can come preloaded, and also 5.1, which you will receive the CDs. Customers upgrading to 5.3 on existing iSeries will receive copies of the CDs for both version 5.0 and 5.1. Now, a copy of WebSphere that comes with version 5 release 3 is only available and orderable via the e-configurator. It's obtained with version 5 release 3 and supported under the customer software subscription agreement provided by the iSeries support line, not through Passport. One other thing I want to point out in this method, with version 5 release 3, it's licensed so it could run across all processors on the iSeries system where it is installed, whether you use an LPAR or not. And it can't be transferred to another iSeries or to another eServer. So bottom line on method 1 is it comes, version 5.0 and 5.1 comes with version 5 release 3 of i5 OS. The second method that to get VOS Express kind of goes back to some of our servers that we introduced last year in the software packaging editions. We packaged WebSphere Express for model 800s in the standard and advanced edition, and also with the 810, 825, 870, and 890, it comes with the enterprise edition. And again, that goes back to version 5 release 2. So some of you may fall into that category where you're on 5.2, and if you fall into these edition categories, you may already have it. And the third method is that if you're not going to 5.3, where it's bundled, or you don't have an entitlement in one of these other editions, Express can be purchased via Passport Advantage. You can purchase it either by license, user license bundles, or, and which I didn't note on the slide, it can be purchased via CPU license, per CPU. Okay? So, let's move on to the next slide, slide number 6. And now that you figured out how to get the code, where do you start? Where do you get started? Many of you are probably at a loss on which way to go to implement or what's a good reason to go down the WebSphere path. I would start to take a look at the applications that you might want to put into a browser format. You know, which applications would be beneficial. And putting that into a browser format starts putting you onto a path of thin client user support. And maybe that eases a support issue of supporting fat clients that you probably do today. So whether you've identified this application to web-enable or not, you can go ahead and start now to install and configure WAS Express environment and deploy one of the sample applications, such as the telephone directory. The IBM telephone directory is a real Java application that provides the ability to manage, search, and view entries into a directory and basically starting to build your company directory, or think of it as your online phone book or online company directory. So to get started, to begin, planning is a must. My experience that if you can get all your planning done, get all your software, as I call it, get all your ducks in a row, and get everything ready to go, your installation and your configuration will go much smoother. Let's move on to slide number 9 and start planning. You want to start with the Info Center. This is where you're going to find the latest information in the Info Center to point you, and it will point you to WebSphere websites, for example, where to find the latest release notes and latest PTF information. Here on slide number 9, I have a screenshot of the Info Center, and it was taken with version 5 release 3 information. Notice on the left side in the light blue area the list of topics. To navigate information for your WebSphere application server Express, first of all, select eBusiness and Web Serving, and then you will see an under that a topic called Application Servers. Several versions of the application server will be listed under there, and you'll see a version 5 and a 5.1 for WebSphere Application Server Express. So part of your planning is deciding which version of WAS Express and which OS that you will be implementing on, and then going down that path and planning your software installation and maintenance. So let's go to the next page, slide 10. And we also have, in addition to the Info Center, a couple of red books. One specifically is on WAS Express. It's actually a red paper, not a red book. Notice that the number on it is REDP for Red Paper-3624. So you could go to the Red Books website and search on REDP 3624 to get the red paper specifically for WAS Express 5.0. Although it's titled for 5.0, it is a good guide to install Express 5.1, but do make sure you cross-reference that with the Information Center to get any updated information. There will not be an update to this particular red paper for 5.1. We will see updates come in new red paper or red books in the next version of WebSphere version 6. Okay, let's move on to slide 11. And continuing with our planning, ensure you have an iSeries machine that has enough system resources for the application server to run. Minimum requirements, 300 CPW, 512 mega memory, and that's memory per application server instance. For example, if you want to run a server instance to support a web-based application and perhaps you want to run a server instance to support iSeries access to the web, that would be two times the 512 minimum. Also, it is recommended for better performance. L2 cache is highly recommended. Again, what we have here is recommended minimums for this application server. We encourage you to go use the workload estimator tool where you can allocate and provide configurations for WebSphere applications as well as other applications that add additional configuration requirements beyond what's listed here on the page. For example, if you are going to web-facing application, you would have your existing application and you would have the web-facing workload. You can configure that within workload estimator. So we encourage you to go to the website to estimate the size of machine. Also, on the OS, Express is supported in version 5 release 3 of i5 OS and also OS 400 version 5 release 2 and version 5 release 1. We go to the next page on slide 12. Based on the previous chart with the hardware requirements, so where does the iSeries that you have fall? This was kind of put together as kind of to point out, are you a no-go and you need a hardware upgrade? Do you have a system that is okay for applications such and using Express and maybe web-facing or just using the telephone directory? Or do you fall in the green area where you can not only use WebSphere Express, but you have some growth to go in base or network deployment? And perhaps you have a machine that's over 1,000 CPW, and you might even get into more advanced applications and products such as Portal and Commerce. Now, use this page as a guide to see where you fit. But remember, just like a car's engine, size and age, your mileage may vary, okay? So, let's move on to the next page and planning for our software. Okay, that's page 13. This is basically a checklist for your software, your prereqs for software, and also what your user profile requirements are. A reminder just to please obtain the latest documentation for prereqs for the WAS Express that you are using. Also, I want to mention PTS. Not listed here in prereqs because it's really necessary after installation, but as part of the planning, you really need to go ahead and determine which group PTS applies to your WAS Express version, because after you install the code, you're going to want to apply the group PTS or WAS Express. Okay, if we move on to slide 14, we've done all the planning, we've ordered the code, we've got all our proper PTF to support the ordered code. Now it's time to install the software. Now, if some of you have some of the newer systems, you may have software already preloaded, so double check to see if it is preloaded, and here are some steps just to go into a license program and check for the license program. Most likely, if anything is preloaded, it's probably going to be the WAS Express version 5.0 that you see listed at the bottom. And the program product number for that is 5722 IWE. If it's fully installed with options base, option 2, and also option 3 is the telephone directory. Okay? Now, for installation of WAS Express 5.1, it does have a different license program product number. That's 5722E51, options base, and option 2. 5.1 doesn't come with an option 3 for the telephone directory. Instead, we are shipping a new package called the IBM Business Solutions. Product number is 5722BZ1. Okay, that is shipped with all the WAS 5.1 editions, whether that's base or even ND or Express. This package, IBM Business Solution, contains the applications, the telephone directory application, the latest version of that, and also the Survey Creator application. This is also a good exercise after you install to go through and verify you have all your options installed. Okay? So let's move on to slide 15. Slide 15 lists the steps for installation of, and I've listed here, steps for WAS Express 5.1, 5722E51. Okay, so install, make sure you validate all the prereq products, any optional products, and what I mean there is, for example, if you're going to use Telephone Directory or Survey Creator, you want to make sure you have the LDAP server, Lightweight Directory Access Protocol server, not only installed but also configured. That's listed as the IBM a directory server that comes with OS 400 or i5 OS. So make sure you have any other products available. You also want to install the latest QM, okay? But our recommendation, you typically probably IPL. But if you can avoid that, go ahead and install the rest of the software before you IPL. In step 4, end your HTTP server, admin server, because there will be some modifications to the HTTP server code for WAS Express. Using a restore license program, unlike some of the other WebSphere application server versions, we can use a restore license program command to install Express and restore license program for 5722E51 for version 5.1. Obviously, that would be a different license program number, 5722IWE, if you were installing WAS 5.0. You will install base option and also option 2 if you were for 5.1. And also after that, the completion of that, you will install the group PTS for WAS Express. Okay, so make sure you check the website to get the proper group PTS. You'll see the ones listed here for version 5 release 3 and version 5 release 2 for the group PTS for WAS Express 5.1. We also have group PTS for OS 405.1 for WAS Express 5.0, as well as the other OS versions. So make sure you get the proper group PTS installed, and then go ahead and IPL. All right, let's move on to the next slide, slide number 16. After you IPL, we have some post-install work to do. First, we need to modify the usage limit based on the proof of entitlement. This is based on your licensing information. You run the command work with license info to modify the usage limit and the threshold parameters. And all this is documented in the Info Center and also in the Red Book. Also, make sure that TCP IP is configured correctly and you have defined a host name that can be accessed. Then go ahead and start the WAS Express subsystem and your HTTP server, admin server. And you'll see the commands here listed, the start subsystem and start the TCP HTTP admin server. I've listed the green screen commands here. You also could start the servers in iSeries Navigator. Okay? Again, all this is documented in InfoCenter as well as Redbook. So this kind of concludes the installation part, and we're ready to start the configuration. So let's move on to slide 17. I hope many of you have already used or and configured TCP/IP and perhaps gone into the GUI admin server provided in the HTTP server, and it's been there for several years and several releases. I refer to this admin server. You access it via your hostname :2001 port. This is a unique GUI administration tool that is on the iSeries. I've actually had some folks on other platforms see this tool and be a little envious. So basically, from a browser, on the URL you're in your system, either hostname or IP address, :port 2001, and it will access the HTTP admin server. You'll be prompted for a valid OS400 user ID and password, and then presented with an iSeries task web page. What you see here is the latest iSeries task web page that was modified for version 5.3. No longer is there separate entries for the HTTP server and the WebSphere Application Server Express. There used to be two entries. But now we just have one entry. Okay? So that's new for 5.3 to take you into the web administration for iSeries. Okay, and when you click on this entry, it will take you into this integrated admin tool so we can control and configure our HTTP servers, our application servers, and our portal server as well. But you see on the left side of this slide, I have a little but wait caution area over here. You remember I said let's get all these ducks in a row. If you do intend to implement the IBM telephone directory or the new Survey Creator application, a highly recommended suggestion is to go ahead and make sure LDAP or your IBM directory server is configured and started. You can implement this later on after you create your WebSphere application server, but it's just a little easier to go through this as we configure everything at once. So prior to the Application Server Express configuration, make sure your LDAP server is configured and started. Okay? Like I said, this is one of these steps you want to have lined up. I'm not going to take time today to tell you how to set up LDAP. You can actually go in iSeries Navigator and do some base configuration. And that information on how to do that is included in the InfoCenter and Redbook. For our presentation purpose today, we're going to assume LDAP is configured and running, so we're going to go ahead and continue by clicking on the first entry there on the task page called the Web Administration for iSeries. If we move on to slide 18, we enter into the setup area of the wizard. Notice the various areas of the screen. On the left side, you'll see a list of tasks and wizards you can select from. Kind of in the middle or main area of the screen, I call it the information or action area, or perhaps there's a form you're going to need to fill in the blanks there. Okay, then we have the tabs up at the top. Right under the title where it says IBM Web Administration for iSeries, notice there's a setup tab, and I have that circled because that's the tab we're in right now. There's also a manage tab, advanced tab, and related links tab. For me, the most used tabs are usually setup, which is where we are now, and manage. Once we have our servers defined, then we go into manage to start, stop, and make any modifications. To create the WAS Express server, got a couple from this screen. You can either click on the left side under Cast and Withers to create application server, or right there in the middle of the main area, it says create a new WebSphere application server. Click on either one of those, and it will take you to an introductory page that will give you some information to read about some components of your WebSphere application server. You can read that and go ahead and click Next to go to the next screen. So let's go to slide number 19. Once you go past the introductory page, you're presented with a page called that wants you to select which application version you're going to server version you're going to use. In the example I have here, I have installed on my iSeries system Application Server Base version 5, Application Server Express version 5.0, and also 5.1, so it allows me to create an application server, but I pick which one I want to create initially here on this page. So if you have multiple application servers installed, you select the desired version, and then you click the Next button. We're selecting 5.1 today and clicking on the Next button. And on slide 20, we now actually start the steps to enter the data to create your WazExpress configuration. In this first step, this web page asks for the name of your application server. If you have multiple servers, you want to use a unique name to identify the server as you start managing your servers. So you enter that, click on Next, and you go to the next screen, slide 21. Since each WAZ server needs an HTTP server, if you remember back at the beginning of the presentation, they're associated there, this step is to define the HTTP server. This wizard allows you to either create a new one or use an existing HTTP server. In this example, we're going to create a new HTTP server powered by Apache. On slide 22, we must provide a unique name and description for this new HTTP server. And another piece of information is the IP address and the port of the HTTP server that it will listen on when it's receiving requests from web clients. Under IP address, if you click on the down arrow, you will see all the IP addresses that you have defined on your system. So you either select a specific one or you say, I want to listen on all IP addresses. Also specify a port number that you want the IP address to listen on. Typically, port 80 is used as a default port when you're in a URL. So anything other than port 80, and you will, if you specify anything other than port 80, then on your URL you will typically note that with a colon and that port number, much like we used colon port 2001 to access this wizard. Okay, if we you complete that and then click Next, and we go to the next page, slide 23. For the Express server, you must specify a range of port numbers used for some communication of services that are provided by WebSphere application server. For example, there's a WebSphere administrative console on a specific port. 13 consecutive port numbers are needed, so make sure none are in use by any other applications, because if you run into port conflict errors, it could cause the application server not to start. Okay, let's move on to slide 24. The Express server is shipped with sample applications for optional installation. As you get started, it's highly recommended you install the Express samples and also go ahead and start with the telephone directory. So you can go ahead and click these boxes. Again, the telephone directory option will display only if you have option 3 with version 5 of Express, or you have business solutions 5722BZ1 installed. The telephone directory seems to be the very easy application to install, deploy, and get started with, and that's why we have included it with 5.0 and also with business solutions. Let's move on to slide 25. Since we've included the IBM telephone directory application, ITD, to install on the previous page, or if Survey Creator is installed, you could select that as well. You'll have a few more screens for your LDAP information that you will have to configure. So first, supply a valid LDAP administrator password. This configuration wizard that we're using here will access the LDAP server that's running and retrieve any needed information. Again, please note that prior to running this Express server configuration, LDAP should be properly set up and started, which will include defining this password for the LDAP administrator. So if we click Next and go to the next slide, page 26, from the LDAP directory, again, the LDAP admin user and group information is retrieved, and typically you're going to leave these settings as they are. They're okay. It's retrieved it from the running LDAP server, and you just go ahead and click Next. On the next slide, slide 27, we are now at the summary page of this configuration of our Express application server. All the configuration parameters we've entered can be reviewed and modified if needed. Notice that under the little green arrows there, you'll see three tabs. One's application server and any parameters there. We could click back and go modify. Same way with the HTTP server or the LDAP configuration. So notice also on this page in the little red box, the applications we have selected to be installed and deployed are noted there as well. By default, the welcome page is installed also with the telephone directory. Just to the right of the application name is the URL to administer these applications, and you might want to make a note of that URL. For example, when we go to test the telephone directory, we will need that URL. Also, at the bottom right hand of that page, notice that you can click on Printable Summary. For your records, I usually recommend people go ahead and print this because many people like to keep track, or perhaps they want to review what they've configured, or they want to file this way for in your records. So we have everything input, and we're ready to click Finish and begin the creation of our servers. So let's move to the next slide, page 28. After selecting Finish, the creation begins for the Express application server and the HTTP server. After both of these servers are created, notice in the upper left hand, it'll say creating while these are being created. And then when the status changes to stop, the applications that you noted, such as the sample and the telephone directory, will begin to install. So everything's not quite installed at this point. You can click the refresh button, which is the little kind of circle with the arrow button up in the upper left, to refresh your screen to check status. Moving on to page number 29, notice at the bottom of this screen capture, the applications are now installed and they are deployed on the server, and they appear with little red dots or red buttons next to them. And the server has been created, and your application server, and also your HTTP server. So we're really ready to start the newly created application server. So if we move on to the next page, page 30, go ahead and click on the green arrow to start your Express application server instance, and you will see it starting, and then you will finally see it go to running. And also the installed applications, those red dots, will then, when they turn to green, your applications will be ready to be tested. Well, they're almost ready. One other thing we need to do. Okay, so let's go on to page 31, slide 31. Don't forget to start the HTTP server. You could have started it before the application server, but make sure the HTTP server that was configured. Again, go to the Manage tab that's right next to the Setup tab, and under the Manage tab, you can manage all servers, HTTP servers, application servers, and you want to click on HTTP servers and then select the HTTP server on the pull-down that you just created. And again, the same little status buttons are there for starting, stopping, and refreshing. All right. So if we move on to page 32, we're ready to test this thing out. Let's verify our application server and our HTTP server is running. The easiest test to run is one of the samples that's included, and that's called Snoop. Simply open up a browser, enter in your host name or IP address of your server, and if you specify the port number, you add that, and then type in /Snoop. It's a servlet, like I said, that's included with the samples. And you should get a page much like this one. On page 33, let's move on to going a step further in testing this. We deployed the IBM telephone directory, so let's go ahead and test that. Again, from your URL, you will type in your host name. And in this capture, I say hostname /IBM-BizApps/welcome/home.do. That is the URL if you're using the business solutions. Okay? If you're using the telephone directory shipped with version 5.0, it's got a little bit different URL. It's actually instead of IBM-BizApps, it's just BizApps. Okay, all that is documented, so you don't need to really worry about that. We can check documentation. But basically, to test this, you will type in your proper URL to go to basically a welcome page. This is the welcome page that comes, you'll see Survey Creator and Telephone Directory. This is the one that comes with the new Business Solution package. So go ahead and click on the telephone directory, the link for the telephone directory. And if we go to the next slide on page 34, you're presented with a search window as part of your telephone directory. So first, let's add an entry into the directory. So click on Add Entry that's on the left side of the action bar, and you'll be prompted to authenticate. After you put in your typically just go ahead and put in the administrator and password. You know that's an LDAP. You then will be presented with a form to fill out for the employee. So populate that form with data. Let's go to the next page, slide 35. Once you have completed this form and click on Submit, you have successfully added an entry. And here's an example of the type of required information. And in my example, I entered in Tiger Woods. And that is now a new entry in the LDAP directory. And you'll see successfully entered. Okay? On the left-hand side of that panel, go ahead and click on the search, and we'll go back to the search engine. And on page 36, moving to the next slide, we can enter in the last name here on our search form of the newly added entry. And in this case, this example, in this search form, we entered in the last name of Woods. We click on the search button just to the right side of that field. And if we go to the next slide, page 37, you will see the employee information we just entered. Now, within the little red box just above Tiger Woods' picture there, if I had a fully implemented telephone directory, I have management entered, I have managers and their team members and reporting chain, I certainly have options within the telephone directory to build that structure. Okay? So, we've used the telephone application to add an entry to the telephone directory. And so, successfully, congratulations, you have now implemented your first application. So, I'm not going to stop here. I want to introduce you to this new package I've referred to several times called the IBM Business Solutions. I just want to take a couple of minutes, then we'll jump into our question section. If we move to slide 36, the IBM Business Solution version 1 is a new product. It's IBM iSeries exclusive to run on iSeries It cannot be ordered separately. It comes with version 5, release 3 of i5OS, or it can be included with any of the version 5.1 WebSphere application servers, whether that's Express, Base, or network deployment. It is a licensed program product, 5722BZ1, and use a restore license program to install it. And one other thing to point out, there are group PTFs for this product to be installed, and I know there are some for Survey Creator, for example, that need to be applied. Information can be found on the website at the bottom of this page. I think a little formatting there may have overlaid that a little bit, but hopefully you can see that it's ibm.com/servers/eservers/iseries/software/bizapps/index.html. So what's included with the business solution? The telephone directory has a new version. We have a brand new application called the Survey Creator, and we have a new improved welcome page. So very quickly, let's take a closer look at that. If we flip to the next page, page 39, the Survey Creator is a ready-to-use application for creating, configuring, and managing surveys. Again, it uses the LDAP directory for authentication, and it also uses DB2 to store the gathered data. Unlike the telephone directory, we do ship the source code of the Survey Creator, so you can modify this. And it's that source code is included with WebSphere Development Studio Client, WDSC, version 5.1.2. If we move to the next page, the telephone directory, we did ship the telephone directory version 5.1 with WAS Express version 5.0. But we have a new version of the telephone directory, version 5.2, that includes more integration features, such as collaboration with your same-time server and also single sign-on with Enterprise Identity Mapping, EIM. These new functions can be administered through a new welcome page. So let's move to the next slide, page 41. The newest welcome page is version 1.1. Basically, it has a twofold purpose. Like before, it still has a starting point for your business applications, as you see a link to click on to get in telephone directory, or perhaps you wanted to add your own links. But in this new version, we also have an administrator interface that's included. You use a different URL to get into the administrator pages for configuring things such as your same time integration into the telephone directory or configuration of the Survey Creator tool. So a more robust feature within the welcome page. So as we move on to page 42, just a quick review in order to deploy these new business applications. Again, we use the Web Admin Wizards to do that. You'll notice on the left-hand side, whether you deploy it, there is specific wizards for deploying the telephone directory and the Survey Creator tool if you want to add them to your server later on. We move to page 43. After deployment, the telephone directory 5.2, the welcome page, and Survey Creator are now installed apps, as you see it at the bottom of the page. And also, notice in the middle you can manage those application properties, such as enabling or disabling those applications within the task list there. So, if we move to the next slide, page 44, I've covered a lot of information in a very short amount of time here. And so as you implement these solutions, I encourage you to engage your business partners for assistance. Here on this slide, something that's available to the partners at no charge is the IBM Virtual Innovation Center. It's a great resource. However, this does not replace defect support that you would typically call support line for. And my last page here is some key WebSphere iSeries resources. The first one on the upper left, eServer/iSeries/WebSphere. If you go into there, you'll have a tab that says Products. You can go into there, select the proper Express Edition, and that's where you can go in and dig deeper, and you find all the documentation and PTF information that you need. So my last page, page 46, is time for questions. Like I said, I've gone over a lot of information, and I know we have just a few minutes for questions on this information. So I'd like to turn the control back over to our moderator, April, to open it up for questions.
Thank you, Ms. Parker. At this time, we would like to conduct a brief electronic survey consisting of one question. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please give your answer by firmly pressing the star key, followed by the digit on your telephone that corresponds to your choice. On a scale of 1 through 4, how valuable did you find Anna Sue's chat? For very valuable, press star 1. For valuable, press star 2. For somewhat valuable, press star 3. Or star 4 for no value. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. And that does conclude today's survey. We thank you for your feedback. Now we'd like to take your questions. Anyone wishing to ask a question may do so at this time by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on their telephone keypad. For those of you joining us using speakerphones, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that is star 1 for any questions or comments. We'll pause.
This is Kevin Larson. If I could interrupt really quick, just want to make a quick announcement, ladies and gentlemen. Again, this is the second in a series of webcasts. This was, of course, the Getting Started with WebSphere Application Server Express, which is a foundation product, the engine that serves your web-based applications. The next several chats are going to detail products from IBM that you can use and serve with WebSphere Application Server. So they build on Anna Sue's chat today. Next week, September 28th, Tuesday, again at 11 o'clock Central Time, we'll have another Getting Started chat. This time we'll talk about iSeries Access for Web, a product you can use to access your iSeries through the web. We will follow with additional topics every week through the end of October. So encourage you to continue to participate in these chats. We really appreciate your participation. And go to the iSeries Nation webpage, that is IBM.com, servers, eServer, iSeries Nation. Go to the Getting Started tab. That will list all of the sessions in the chat series. And that's where you'll get presentation and registration instructions, et cetera. So hope to see you back next week. Okay, now we can go into questions. Thank you.
Just a reminder, that is star 1 for any questions or comments today. And our first question will come from Jeff Cowan from Sirius.
Hi, Jeff.
Good morning. I think the question was just answered. I just wanted to get the URL where I can download the presentation, please.
Yep, let me repeat that real quick. Thanks, Jeff. It's IBM.com. /servers, plural, / eServer, and this is all lowercase, by the way, / iSeries, / nation, and on that page there is a tab at the top of the page called Getting Started, and that's where you can go and get the presentations. And the other thing that I want to mention real quick is that we archive these chats. So if you have a colleague that wants to view these, or if you're a business partner and you have a customer that wanted to attend but couldn't, you can go back to this page and you won't get it live, obviously, but you'll get the chat and the voice, etc. Thank you.
One final reminder, that is star 1 for questions or comments.
Also, I want to make a plug for a class. It's called the IBM WebSphere Express Administration for iSeries class. It's a brand new class. The course code number for that is AS, as in Apple, SAM, 771. Again, the WebSphere Express Admin class for iSeries. The course code number is AS, Apple, SAM, 771. And my understanding, I think you'll be taught in Rochester.
We'll now hear from Danielle Eddy from Mohawk Paper Mill.
My question is, if we currently have WebSphere Application Server version 5, is there a migration to go to 5.1?
Is there a migration to go to 5.1? Tell you what, the best suggestion, I'm trying to remember if there's actually a migration, is to check the website, and I could check that for you. If you want to drop me an email, I'll for sure find that out. The one thing about the WebSphere application servers is typically because when we have different versions, we can run those side by side. And let me validate if they're typically in all of them, we do have some migration paths.
Yeah, this is Kevin. The migration is very easy because there isn't, you know, much of a technical upgrade. But if you go to the iSeries Info Center,
okay,
that'll have instructions for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And again, if you have questions or you're not sure how to get there, just send Dana Sue a note.
Yeah. My email is on the front of this presentation if
okay.
Anybody has any questions.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah, the 5.0 and 5.1 are darn close.
We'll now hear from Diane Saunders from the School District of Manatee County.
I've just ordered 5.3, and from what I understand from your presentation, I'll get 5722WE1. Is that correct?
What you just ordered 5.3?
Mm-hmm.
What you should get, and as a matter of fact, my box of 5.3 came in just a couple of weeks ago, and I actually have a package with CDs, both for WAS Express 5.0 and a CD for WAS Express 5.1.
Okay. We have 5.1 installed currently. When we installed that, we were also forced to go to Passport Advantage for maintenance and support. Now that you're bundling it with 5.3, do I still call Passport Advantage, or do I call IBM Serve?
Kevin, do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, when you get WebSphere Application Server Express version 5 with the operating system, with i5 OS, that's the next generation of OS 400, version 5, release 3, the software maintenance is covered under your iSeries software maintenance program, not under the Passport channel. It's covered under the iSeries software maintenance.
Okay, so I just don't renew with Passport Advantage again.
Right. You'll get it with your iSeries software maintenance channel.
And it will come automatically with that software. You don't have to add something to your support.
Will the product come with V5 or 3, are you asking?
No, actually, will support cover it without having to have an extra cost?
Oh, yeah, that's covered in your support costs, yeah, with the product, with your operating system and your iSeries software.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Moving on to Trong Pham from Carlson Craft.
Oh, hi. I got a question on slide number 21. Is there an advantage or benefit creating a new HTTP server versus and using existing HTTP server?
Are there advantages? If you are very familiar with HTTP serving and you're familiar with your config files, you may want to use an existing one. I think rule of thumb when you create your HTTP servers, it's just a matter of how many HTTP servers you're going to want to run and maintain. Do you want the flexibility to have multiple so you can bring one down without affecting the other one? Good rule of thumb, especially if you're just getting started, you'd want to create a new one. But if you want to use an existing one, then you may have other applications that are being served by that same HTTP server, and obviously if you brought it down, you would affect other things.
Thank you.
Currently, there are no further questions remaining in the queue. I'd like to turn the conference back over to our speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, this is Kevin Larson again. I want to say thank you, everyone, for taking time to participate in this chat session. We hope it was valuable for you, that you learned some things that can help you get started with your e-business and WebSphere capability on iSeries. Again, if you have further questions or didn't get a chance to ask a question, or one pops into your head after the chat, please feel free to send a note to Anna Sue, whose email is on the front of the slide. We hope that you will participate next week, September 28th. That's a Tuesday, again at 11 o'clock Central Time, Getting Started with iSeries Access for Web. We'll show you how to use iSeries Access for Web, which is included in the iSeries Access family, for accessing your iSeries resources. Again, go to the iSeries Nation webpage for registration and registration instructions. So, again, thank you, everybody, and hope to see you next week. Thank you.
Once again, that will conclude today's conference. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.